Welcome to Gatorators, We Go Hard. My name is Joe Morgan, and with me as always is the Griffin Tillis and Will Smith, not the one who fights aliens. So, guys, how was the weekend? That bad?
Yeah, I got nothing. I got nothing, man.
All right, well, let's just get right into it. Florida Gators lost to the Mississippi State Bulldogs 10-7 on homecoming. It was the first loss to Mississippi State at home since 1965.
First homecoming loss in 21 years also.
Yeah.
And thank you, boys.
Last time we lost to Mississippi State, Ron Zook was fired.
Maybe someone else should get fired this time around. But
anyways, yeah. That's for later.
Yeah. But for now, I saw something interesting in the Independent Florida Alligator today.
Oh, really?
It's a very cool feature about the game. And what the Alligator sports staff did was they kind of perused Facebook looking at some Gator fan reactions. And some of these are pretty funny. So one of them was, I heard this at the Gator game. I'd rather watch the WNBA than our offense. Sorry to all of our WNBA fans out there. Didn't mean to offend you.
That's awful.
Another one. Florida State, what do you normally do in these situations? Miami, feel free to chime in. That was pretty good.
That's a good one.
And
I like this one right here. The Gators are mortal. Who knew?
Yeah.
I guess it's because God himself had just graduated.
Yeah. And so this is what it's like being a bad team. Yes, this is what it's like being a bad team. And I think Urban Meyer sums it up brilliantly when he said, we're not very good. No kidding, Urban.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Is that right, Coach?
Yeah. So, Will, what did you think of the game?
Actually, my family came up for the weekend, and I was spending, like, some quality time with my 16-year-old brother. And, you know, it really wasn't that good of experience, you know, losing to Mississippi State. Last podcast, I commented on how there was a reason why Mississippi State was our homecoming. And now... Now I'm changing my comment to there's a reason why Florida will be other people's homecoming.
Griffin.
Well, you know, Will, I still can't get over that. You just dead. Okay, I'm sorry.
I am incapacitated to speak.
The game, you know, the game was all right for me. I sat, my dad has some season tickets. I think I said that a few podcasts earlier. And, you know, we took those. He didn't want to go, so I got to take those seats, you know. But the band played really well.
Did they?
When the band, their pregame show was always good, you know. They're definitely marching in tune, very good. The instruments were all tuned up. Everything sounded good. So, you know, the band had a really good performance. I think when they took the field, it was definitely a good job by the band.
Yeah, well, you know, to kind of rain on your band parade, they actually did start playing too late and playing as we were lining up on the snap, but I'm not going to nitpick there. Band did a mighty fine job compared to the field product.
Oh, there was a football game going on?
Yeah, apparently.
Oh, I just saw the band. That's yeah. All I saw.
Well, gentlemen, as you may recall, I was the one who predicted a Mississippi State victory, and so now here I am, vindicated.
And you have the audacity to say that you told us so.
I call shenanigans.
Yes, but anyway... I was right. So, everybody applaud me now.
I'm gonna punch you.
Not on air, Will. All right, so now we're just gonna move on to this burning question. What is wrong with this team, particularly the offense? What is wrong with them?
I think you should start this one.
Okay, well, you know, I'm gonna go ahead and say, there's just so much wrong with this team. First of all, you had to start with the play calling.
Can we pick one, though, Joe? Can we pick one?
Okay, well, I'm going to start with the play calling, because this feeds into another point. Steve Addazio is, you know, for lack of a better word, a terrible play caller. He just does not understand how to use his players. I don't know if that's something that went out the door with Dan Mullen when he left following the 2008 season, but he's just been bad. He managed to make the Gators number one team in the SEC offensively last year, but, you know, we can just probably attribute that to Tim Tebow and company. But, you know, this offense is uninventive. It's predictable. There's really no emphasis on player strengths. And honestly,
I'm going to run up the middle until it works.
Yeah. I'm thinking one day he's like, you know, Demps is finally going to find a hole there. No.
It's going to work.
No. And the problem is he keeps trying to run this particular spread offense with John Brantley. And, you know, we're beating a dead horse by continually going over this topic. But, you know, he just does not know how to use his players. And I wrote an article earlier this week that you can read on Gatorade.com about how the Gators should just bench Brantley and start Burton. Because if you're going to run the option offense, then Burton's the better quarterback to run said offense. And, you know, at this point, 4-3, it's not like you have any loyalties to Brantley. He hasn't been that great, so I mean, you might as well try Burton. You know, there's nothing really else that could go wrong, if you know what I mean. So, Will, what is wrong with the offense?
You know, I think I agree with you. When you look at other good teams, you know, you look at Oregon, you look at, I don't know, any other team that runs the spread, they will use a variety of plays. They'll throw the ball deep, try to open up some slots, and then run a play action whenever, you know, you run the ball and people are going to think you're going to run the ball. But Florida's been rather unimaginative, and they just do the same plays over and over. You know, it's always either the bubble screen or you run it up the middle on the dive play, neither of which this team is really suited for, considering we don't really have any power guys. It's all speed. I don't even think our receivers are that good of a receiving core. But I think they could handle, you know, a few deep balls, which they aren't doing. You know, I just think that the team needs to be a little more risky and stop being so conservative. Because if they keep being conservative, they're not going to win any more games.
Yeah, that's a good point, Will. I actually hadn't seen it like that. That's a good point.
Yeah, well put. Griffin, what are your thoughts?
You know, what I got to say... is that you guys definitely said half of my reasoning with the Steve Adazio thing, but I think that not only is it it's a combination of the Adazio, it's a combination of the Dawes.
He's an epidemic.
It's a combination of the Dawes. I got a bad case of the Dawes's. No, it's a combination of Steve Adazio and just the youth of the team. We graduated so many seniors last year that the problem is we're in a rebuilding year. We're not going to be going for an NCAA championship this year, you know? We would hope for maybe an SEC championship. You know, we'd hope to kind of stay alive, get a winning season. You know, we know we're not going to go for something, some miracle this season. It's a rebuilding season. We know we have young guys. But the problem is that with those young guys, yeah, it's expected to maybe lose a few games and try to work out the kinks and figure out who's good where. Because, you know, they're freshmen or they're sophomores, you know. You know, they're younger guys, but... it's just the problem is with that inexperience in starting combined with Steve Adazio, I think it's just a 1-2 punch that's really putting us down.
All right. Well, Griffin's comments provided the perfect segue to our 4th-and-1 topic for the week, which is this 2010 Florida Gators team reminds you of the 2007 Gator squad, which could be considered the last rebuilding year for Florida after that 2006 national title. So, Will, I'm going to throw this one out to you.
I'm going to punt. You know, I can see them being similar, but at the same time, I think there are some key points that make them different. First of all, the 2007 team, you know, because they still ran the offense with Tebow, they always had things that were, you know, at least close together. Like the games were always close. Their biggest loss was 12 points. This year, we're only about halfway through, and our biggest loss has been by 25 points.
The LSU game should have been a lot more of a laugher as well. You know, that kickoff return for DeBose that really made it closer than it should have been. So
yeah, I mean, there's obviously in 2007 the offense was a lot better. You know, this year another thing I see different. This year, I just don't see the Florida Gators being, you know, good. You know, every year I've always, you know, since like the beginning of the decade, the Florida Gators have always been in the ranked. They've always been good teams. They've always challenged everyone they've played. But, you know, when you lose to Mississippi State, you hit a low.
Griffin?
There was a reason why they were our homecoming. So we thought. You know, I'm going to actually have to go for it on this one because, you know, I see it like the 2000s. In 2007, I will give it to you. You know, we had the quarterback of Tim Tebow, you know, and everybody knows what he did. Our defense was bad, though, in 2007. We did not have a good defense that year. So the fact that we still played with that, took our losses, still did what we could, but we were still rebuilding and we understood that, I think that's what makes us a lot like what we are now. This is just a tough rebuilding year. The problem is, I know Gator fans are pretty – Gator fans can be mean. It's meaner than some of the other fans, because as soon as something starts going wrong, fire this guy, fire that guy. I can definitely notice that about Gator fans. Even though I am one, even though I love Gator fans, I can definitely notice that. So some people from the very beginning have been like, oh, fire Dazio. I think now is jumping the gun. But I think now is time to get to the point to get real with Dazio, because I really think he is the only thing that's keeping us from being better than we can be. And it's the only minor thing that's keeping us from being identical to the 2007 team. So yeah, we're very like the 2017. We're not identical. I will give you that on that one. But I'm still going to have to go for it. We are very similar to them.
Right. I'm going to punt it here, but you know, just kind of golf Griffin, because I kind of agree with him. You see flashes from certain players. Like, you see Andre DeBose emerging recently as a talented kick returner, good playmaker. You see Trey Burton having some moments of greatness this year. You know, I mean, you see those flashes from those young players, and it was kind of like 2007, where you kind of saw what was to come. I mean, even though the defense was bad, you saw spurts from Brandon Spikes and Joe Hayden. Even though the defense was bad, they still showed their potential. But overall, I just got the punt because, you know, the 2017, like, the offense was just light years ahead of this year's offense. You know, they averaged 42.5 points a game, and you know, these guys are scrounging up 27.6 points per game. And, you know, when you count all the interceptions that set up easy, you know, less than 30-yard drives, and then, you know, the special teams plays that set us up well, you know, it's just not looking good. But, yeah, I'm going to have to punt on that one. But before I move on to our next topic, I just wanted to thank my cousin Daniel, our number one fan, and he'd also like to be known as a special source for spurring our 4th-and-1 topic this week. So thanks, Daniel.
Yeah, I think that's pretty accurate. He definitely helped us on that one. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to go ahead and move on to our SEC talk. Last week we picked who we thought would win the SEC, and Will selected South Carolina, I selected Auburn, and Griffin selected LSU. And
Wait a minute. Auburn Tigers, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
2 out of 3 chance the Tigers are going to win.
Nice.
Fist pump.
All right. Well, you know, it looks like it's going to be – pardon me.
Words, Joe. Words.
It looks like Griffin and myself are in prime position to win this thing, because South Carolina messed up by losing to Kentucky.
I immediately regretted my decision.
Yeah.
How did that happen? That was one of those decisions where you're like, South Carolina, oh, yeah. Wow, that came out.
Well, you know – to further SEC talk, South Carolina's slip-up actually helped the Gators.
Mm-hmm.
So, believe it or not, Florida still controls their own destiny in the SEC East. Unbelievable. We're 2-3 in the conference, look terrible, but we still can end the season in Atlanta.
You know
what are your thoughts?
You know what I do have to say, though? Just after we talk about, you know, the 2007 season that was rebuilding, while I don't think we have any chance of doing any sort of national... anything, any kind of championship, anything. But this does remind me of the first national championship that we won with Meyer against Ohio State, because we had 2 losses that season. And everybody was like, oh, only undefeated teams. Or we had 1 loss. Everybody was like, oh, only undefeated teams are going to go. And, you know, everybody was in the running. And everybody's like, oh, undefeated teams. And then we went. And everybody was like, what? Where did Florida come from? They're not undefeated. And then we went on to win the whole thing. So... it kind of reminds me of that in the sense of that we're not undefeated by any means, but just the fact that we're still, you know, in the running for something, that does actually say something. There might be a little light at the end of the tunnel on that one. That actually does help the situation a little.
Yeah, I don't put any meaning to it. The SEC East is just awful this year. Georgia, train wreck. Florida, you've heard enough from us about that. Vanderbilt's always terrible. Kentucky's bad. South Carolina looked good. Didn't they shot themselves in the foot this weekend? And
didn't they,
Tennessee just, you know, Tennessee's just been bad this year as well. So, I mean, the SEC East is a train wreck. The West is obviously a superior division this year. But
everyone except for Mississippi in the West is ranked.
Yeah, like whatever SEC East team ends up meeting the Western champion in the conference title game is going to get pounded, I believe. But anyway, Will, what are your thoughts on the Gators still being in the SEC East race?
You know, they're in it, but I don't see it happening. I am really going to go out on a limb, say they lose to Georgia. Vanderbilt makes it close.
Well, don't even...
I'm going to say that they lose to South Carolina. And I say that I'm going to say they're going to lose to Florida State.
Oh, my gosh, Will.
Will, geez, tell us how you really feel, man.
You know, they really let me down against MSU. Maybe I'm just being vengeful, but I only see them being Vanderbilt and Appalachian State from now on.
I don't think I can handle
it. Wait. Where's the Vanderbilt game?
At Vanderbilt.
Oh, God. Oh, no. We're screwed. We can't win it. We can't.
Oh, well. Yeah.
Well, Appalachian State, that'll... Okay, we can win that one.
Well, they beat Michigan back in the day, so... You know,
when was back in the day? The
2007. 2007, man.
Whoa.
Did you miss that?
Oh, that game.
Yeah, I guess we can consider the rest of the schedule toss-ups from here on out. That's optimistically speaking. So
I mean, Vandy's at Vandy. I don't even know. That's going to be a tough game, man.
That's going to be a tough battle, man.
200 people.
Yeah, if we lose to Georgia though, that would be the low point.
That's going to be the low point of my season because my mother is a Georgia fan. And it's literally my dad and I are Florida fans. And then it's my mom and my sister are Georgia fans because my mom's from Georgia. And then, of course, my sister being the girl, you know, roots with my mom. So it's literally a house divided. It's me and my dad and then my mom, my sister. And if we lose to Georgia, no. Nope. Mm-mm. Yeah. After the season that Georgia's had, after all the stuff we've given them about that, even though we've not had that good of a season, if we lose to Georgia, I can't ever go home.
If Georgia wins, Mike Richt might just keep his job.
Yeah.
So Georgia needs to lose then, actually.
Yeah, I would not be able to handle that either. My older sister is a junior at the University of Georgia, and man, I don't know what I'd do. But all right, guys. Well, that's going to wrap up our show, but I do have a few announcements. Number one announcement is that we have a guest on our show next week. We will be interviewing Pride of the Sunshine band member, trombone player, Freddie Masterson. He's agreed to come on the show, and he's going to give us some insight on what the band's been doing this season, as Griffin was talk about.
The band is having a great season, man. Can we just go to the Gatorade Band podcast?
Possibly. You know,
they had the single ladies dance.
That was awesome.
They did like a pop collection, right? They did the single ladies. They did like they put their instruments down and they danced.
Lady Gaga too.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. Gaga. So
I was in shock.
It was fantastic.
Yeah, so
I was waiting. I went to the game for halftime.
Yeah, we're gonna talk to Freddie all about that, and he also had a mysterious ailment result from his time on the field, but he'll tell us all about that.
Oh yeah, be sure to listen in next week. That's an interesting story, guys. You'll like that one.
There's a cliffhanger. And also, we are happy to tell you that the Gator Raiders podcast will continue into the basketball season. So we're going to be keeping up with some Gator hoops on the Gator Raiders.
You know, they don't look bad this year.
Yeah, they are actually picked to win the SEC. So we got a lot of returning talent with Chandler Parsons and Alex Tyus and guys. So
and that one, that one Donovan guy, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, him. Yeah, Billy.
Billy Donovan, yeah.
How's their schedule look?
Well, I haven't given it a look yet, but I'm sure we'll have.
We can talk about that.
Yeah, we'll talk about it next week.
And as long as football keeps going how it is, we might just start. We might just
start
on,
talking about preseason.
We might start talking about volleyball. There might be a golf match coming up soon. We can start talking about that. Anybody know about any table tennis or anything? Just let me know.
Gator Raiders, your source for successful Florida athletics.
Absolutely.
No, you know, in all kinds of weather, we'll tell you about the Gators and what we think.
In all kinds of weather, we'll all stick together.
Yeah. So that's our show. Be sure to check out Gatorade.com. That's R-A-I-D, not the sports drink. You can never get tired of that joke, but because we never do.
Because we never one do. Day someone's going to actually look up Gatorade, like the drink, and then find Joe somewhere and then like complain to him.
You didn't tell me.
Yeah, well, just to let you guys know, Gatoraders is also available on iTunes for a subscription. So subscribe, rate us, write a review. We would love it. We'd love to hear from you guys,
and we'll definitely write back.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for listening, and go Gators.